Welcome.
And welcome to this week's Mungle Show. I am Matt Mungle. Remember, everything that we do, check out mungleshow.com. As this week, as always, we're going to talk about the big screen, the little screen, everything in between, and a lot more. Joining me, as always, from thischicksflix.com, it is Susan Kamyop-Stevens.
Hey.
Hey, what's happening?
Nothing much. I've been trying to breeze through this new movie on Amazon Prime, Maintenance Required, came out. It's supposed to be like You've Got Mail, but not.
Well, there's nothing that's going to be like You've Got Mail.
No, it's that same concept of two people who are, they're a guy and a girl that are texting each other, messaging, and one of the guy has a big corporate shop that's going to run her small shop out of business kind of thing. So it's not great, I'll tell you that. I'm just trying to get through it.
Yeah, that's funny. I wonder if a movie like, because what was so great about You've Got Mail is, even though it was the beginning of AOL and chatting,
yeah,
it wasn't the social media, so you couldn't just look up and find everything there is to know about everybody. There was that element of surprise and cloak and dagger, which I think is what made You've Got Mail so special. So yeah, trying to capture that magic in a bottle, good luck with that.
It's not happening, and the guy is not good in it, so that's unfortunately another downfall. He's no Tom Hanks, not even close.
Yeah. Are you watching it for pleasure or for business?
No, pleasure. I mean, it has Madeline Petch in it, who obviously I interviewed recently, and I was like, oh, I like her. But I think if she wasn't in it, it was the fact that she's the lead, and then the You've Got Mail concept. And I mean, I typically watch most rom-coms, so I'm just trying to get through it.
Yeah, it's a huge genre. I don't know if there's another genre, but other than rom-com, that is as big. I mean, the horror genre is huge because it's like I feel like they put out 20 a day. But rom-com it's a huge field, and I say all that to say there's a lot of hit and miss. Some of them are just amazing, and some are like, that one, didn't work. Because there's a certain formula that, I mean, you know this more than anybody, there's a certain formula that has to be there if you want a rom-com to work.
I would say the key is chemistry between the leads. I think if you don't have, like, if there's not, like, chemistry or a spark there when you're watching the two leads, it doesn't matter what the plot is or anything. So that's just a major miss right now. Like a lot of the great rom-coms that have sprinkled in the last couple of years, it's because the leads were so they just had great chemistry, and the plot could have been completely formulaic and predictable, but they were good.
Yeah. I know this month for October, we're going to be talking a lot about the Scream stream, but it would be fun in November to talk about some of our favorite rom-com duos, those that have, that lasted several movies, and then those who maybe were just in one-off movies, but it worked so well. That'd be a fun topic.
Yeah. Fall is a good one because You've Got Mail is a fall movie. Like, that's the time to watch. Like, right after Halloween season, it's time for those rom-coms in New York, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. And I think that's why Hallmark does so well, because they know that you've been inundated for the last sometimes 6 weeks with just blood and gore that you kind of want something a little bit more cleansing and that you can breathe through and kind of relax.
Right.
That's perfect for them to slide in there. So fun. And we are going to talk a little bit about what the Scream streams of what's streaming out there for October that might be fun to watch. But we're also going to, as always, talk about what we're watching. And you and I talked about this, and we've texted about it, but how deep are you into Love is Blind season 9? I feel like you're not talking much about it.
I haven't started it
because
I've been busy watching all this other stuff.
Right.
But as soon as I finish Maintenance Required, I think that's my next thing is Love is Blind, the new season.
Yeah.
I think that's what I'll start next. Yeah.
And I'm not so anxious for it, but like I said, for me, and maybe it's just me, I just feel like this season
is really good.
There's some crazy stuff going on. So
did more come out? More episodes come out today?
For the general population, I think they have, up to episode 9 now, maybe. Mm-hmm. And then, because we just got as press the weddings. We just got the weddings.
I think I saw the email. We got through 11, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we've got 10 and 11, which are the weddings. And I think the Gen Pop today got everything through 9.
Okay.
So
really then we'd be waiting on the reunion, right?
Yeah. Yeah. The reunion would be the only, and like I said, I don't know how far in advance that is. Well, the reunion, like the last couple of times, the reunion's been a year later. Is that typical?
That's usually how it is. Yeah.
Dang. Yeah.
I mean, it's set a year later. They'll give it to us soon. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You're right. They released a lot pretty like fast. I feel like they released them quicker, but yeah, I do need to get on it. The thing about Love is Blind though, is once I start, it's not going to take me long. That's kind of why I haven't jumped into it, because every time I start Love is Blind, I don't stop. Like the last time I start, even if it's not a great season, I'll stay up to like, it'll be like 3 a.m. because I'm like, oh, I want to keep watching.
Right.
So
right.
I don't want to start that right now. It needs to be like earlier in the day.
Yeah. And I'm kind of that way up until a certain point. Like, I'm not sure if I would have finished any season of Love is Blind, mm-hmm. if not for the fact that you and I like to talk about it and the fact that Kimberly loves to watch it. Once they leave the vacation, you know, where they get out of the mm-hmm. pods and they meet and they go back, the whole living together and meeting the other families. And I have no interest in that. I want to see them in the pods. I want to see them on vacation, and I want to see when they get to meet everybody else.
I was going to say, that's my
the money favorite. One.
The money is when they meet everybody else. Yeah. They see the other options. Like that's my favorite episode.
Yeah.
Is the party.
I live for that one. Yeah. So I think in this season, it's episode 10 is when they meet everybody.
Okay. Yeah. So you're completely caught up. You watched 11.
We were actually finishing up episode 9 while we were talking with this, while we were doing this one, or episode 8.
Oh.
I think is, yeah. Because, but I read the description, so I know what's coming. So probably tomorrow we'll watch when they get together with all their, the pod squads and all of that. So. That's always
so
good.
Still
there's
going
to be some drama this time because there were a lot of threesomes in this one. That
oh, I like a lot that. Of
decisions. I do too. Yeah, like ooh, coulda, shoulda, woulda.
Yeah.
Because
I feel like the last couple seasons have been missing that. There haven't been a whole lot of like UK had one, but like not really much else.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So, so what else are you watching? I know some things that, you know, we kind of watch week to week and we kind of, it might seem like we rehash, but again, it's like a lot of good series out there that we're in the middle of. So what's on your radar?
Yeah.
Right now?
Well, I want to touch, cause we didn't touch on this last week and I just watched the newest episode of Golden Bachelor. How far are you in Golden Bachelor before
I'm current except for tonight as we're recording this. Yeah. I usually watch it on Thursdays during lunch. Kimberly and I will watch it. So.
Okay. So you're going to watch the new one tomorrow. Well, I'm not going to spoil anything, but I have to know who are you? I've got my chart. I've got my chart of women. Who are you and Kimberly liking?
Let me see if I can pull up the women real quick. So while I'm pulling that up, who are you liking?
I think for me, and I won't, this doesn't give away anything from, this is nothing to do with tonight.
Sure.
Me, the ones that were standing out are Cheryl, who was his first one-on-one date. Debbie. Okay. I really like Debbie a lot. She might be number one. I'm not sure yet. I think Cheryl and Debbie are like my top two. I do like Cindy. I do like Peg and Jerry. I think those are my top five out of the, like from the beginning of the season.
Right. Okay. Go ahead.
I was just saying, and the only person I don't like is Nicole.
Let's see.
The one who made out with him in the pool.
Oh, the one that he actually even had to say, look, we need to back up here a little bit. I know that was very awkward. That was just awkward. Yeah. So, and other than that, I think I would be okay with Nicole. She's the yoga instructor. But yeah, that just, I think that's turning everybody off a little bit. It's like, you know what?
Yeah.
Come on, let's kind of back it up.
Mm-hmm.
But
she seems to just care about like, physical and I don't like her.
Yeah. And before I tell you our favorite, I think we mentioned either talked about this off air or I mentioned it last week. This mm-hmm. has to be the fittest. I mean, I want to work out after watching this show. I'm like, dang, these women are like killing it.
Okay. Yeah. So Trevor was watching with me. Like he saw, he's like, none of these women look like the last season women. He's like, none of them look like grandmas. They all look like young. I was like, and I was listening to another podcast. And they actually said they're like, they want the like Gary type women back. They're like, we miss the grandmas. This is not a show now where these any of these women are needing a second chance at love. You cannot tell me that they struggle to meet people when they're out in this world.
Yeah, that's a very good point. And I wonder, mm-hmm. because Mel, who is the Golden Bachelor, he made a statement before the show started mm-hmm. that they've just been dogging on him about that. He didn't want anybody yeah. over 60 or something like that.
Right.
And I think they were like, you know what? We're going to go find the hottest, steaming, killing women over 60 that we can. Yeah. And we're just going to show him and everybody else that, look, that's ridiculous.
And they did. That's what they did. They found yeah. like the hottest women over 60. And so he has no problem with that. But I think it's also like Mel is a former football player. He's more of like the fit old guy. And mm-hmm. it's like, but he doesn't even look old that either. Like, he doesn't give off, like, I miss Gary was an old, like, he was older. He felt like a right. grandpa.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, Gary's engaged.
To anybody we know?
No. After okay. him and Teresa broke up, he started dating a woman. He's been dating her for over a year. Wow. And now they're engaged, which I don't mind. I didn't mind when he was dating. I just don't understand why at his age he's engaged. I don't really get that.
I don't either. I mean, to each his own. But yeah, it does. You know, we talked about that, you know, even before this season started, that shouldn't be the be all end all for this, mm-hmm. this you know, particular show.
Right.
Sure. But yeah, I kind of like the same women you like. Debbie, I like. It's funny. Debbie's never been married.
Yeah.
She's 65, the mm-hmm. fitness one from Denver. I like her a lot. I like Jerry. I think you mentioned Jerry
yeah.
from Maryland.
She got the first impression, Rose.
Mm-hmm. I like her a lot. I'm okay with Carol. Carol's good. There's somebody.
She's awkward. She's so awkward.
She is awkward. I tell you what, I don't like this woman for Mel. I want her to live next door and party with her, and that's Amy. Amy seems like she would be so much fun to hang out with.
Amy.
You know, Amy's the one from New Jersey that's the full-time
mom. Oh, but she's already been sent home.
Well, it doesn't matter. I like okay. her. That's what I said. I didn't like her for Mel. I said, I like her.
Not for Mel, but she's... I don't like her face.
Well,
I'm sorry.
You don't have to hang out with her face. Dang, yeah. Love is not blind for you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, and I agree. That was the first reaction we all had. Yes, you're right. But yeah, and Peg, I like Peg for him.
Peg. I like Peg.
Yeah. And, yeah, other than that, I think that's pretty
what
much
about Cheryl. You don't like Cheryl?
Which one's Cheryl? Let me go find Cheryl.
Cheryl was his first one-on-one date. I feel like people are forgetting her. 'Cause she was the very first one-on-one.
I get her and Cindy mixed up. I know they don't look alike, but I get them
not
mixed
at all.
Up. Cheryl, what? Tell me, what did Cheryl do? Did Cheryl do the roast, or did she have the one-on-one on the?
Yeah,
second?
She did do the roast. She did the roast, but she did the first one-on-one date that seemed like it was maybe like they were out. They danced in a concert.
Oh yeah, you know what? Just looking at her picture here, I can't picture her at all. But I liked that girl, so I don't know.
Well, yeah. You'll see her again. You'll get a little yeah. refresher of her.
So, yeah. So I think, Cindy?
Not really.
I do like Cindy. Yeah. Cindy from Austin. I like Cindy too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. You know, and it's just, I mean, there were some other really strong women there that I think, like you said, they're not going to have any trouble finding a relationship if they want
yeah.
one, but they just weren't fitting for Mel.
Right. Right.
So, and how many does he send home? Because you've watched tonight's episode. How many does he send home?
He sends home three more. So there's only Dang. Six women left. I mean, this was just the third episode. Keep in mind.
Right.
So, I mean, technically the first episode was 2 hours. So it was like a double episode in the first episode.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But if you think about it, like it is flying by. They went from, I'm going to say there's been three episodes because that's how many times I've sat down to watch it. And he's already down to six women.
Yeah, because he started with 13, 14, 15, 16, 18.
25?
23.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So that's, I mean, but these, they're not getting any younger. They got to move things along.
No, they don't have the time. This is going, this is expedited compared to, like the regular Bachelor. They would never go this fast. Even with 23 women, they would be like slowing it down, but I like it fast. And it genuinely seems like these women are already falling in love with him. He's having deep connections with them. And, you know, every episode is like a week. So technically it's been 4 weeks for these women already.
Yeah.
So that's part of it, is that they've already spent a month with him, only focused on him without electronics or anything. Right. So it is possible. I think it's absolutely possible to fall in love in 6 weeks or however long it is, 2 months, whatever.
I mean, look at Love is Blind, which we just talked about. I mean, they fall in love over a couple of days behind a wall. So
right.
See how that works out. Sometimes
it's true. Yeah. So, I mean, and I know we talked about this before, but like, I know people, there's only been two seasons of Golden Bachelor, and obviously the first Golden Bachelor didn't work out, but Chalk and Joan are still together to this day. I still say that the women always do better, though, because women are better at deciding what they want versus men.
That right there sticks. It does.
Yeah.
You're right.
So I'm not surprised. Yeah. I'm not surprised that Joan and Chalk are still together. One, they're not married. They're engaged. Mm-hmm. And two, she knew she wanted Chalk probably really early on. And she knows what she wants.
Knows what she wants. So, yeah. For them. That's very cool.
But yeah, I mean, overall, it seems like, I would agree with you. I mean, I think we can agree that at this point, Mel can't go wrong with his picks unless he picks Nicole, I'm going to say.
Yeah. And maybe, you know, maybe Nicole would be different out of that situation. But that's some flags to me that, you know, it's like, read the room a little bit here.
You wait till you watch tonight's episode. There's more flags. Like, it's clear as day flags. I wanted to give her the benefit of the doubt last episode. I was kind of like, hey, she's just like this. But then this episode, I was like, that's why I don't like you.
Yeah, fair. Okay. Well, I can't wait. Yeah, we'll watch that tomorrow for sure. But yeah, I'm liking this season for sure. Mel, like the women.
So yeah, it's entertaining. I mean, Mel's okay. He's, I don't have anything. I mean, he's bland. He doesn't give anything.
Right.
It's the women that make the show.
Exactly. Oh, for sure. 100%.
Like, Gary made me fall in love with him. Mel is like just there.
Right. And, you know, we talk about he does look young for being almost 70, but he moves slow. They even kind of dogged on him at the roast. He moves slow.
Mm-hmm. He definitely does. He's got the shoes as well.
Yeah. But you know what? Mm-hmm. Happens to all of us at some
point. Yeah, no, he still looks great. Heck, that's for sure.
He'd probably do more push-ups than I can, so I'm not going to dag on him.
Same. More than me.
Watching those women out there do yoga going, yeah, I got to get up off this couch.
Yeah. Oh.
All right. What else is on your slate?
All right. So we've watched a little bit more Peacemaker. We're on the third. But the only reason we have not been getting through is because we've been watching so many movies. So, okay, I'm watching Peacemaker. I watched... whatchamacallit. Oh God, what else did I watch? I always blank. Besides Golden Bachelor, I am going to watch Love is Blind season 9. I'm still on season 15 of Making the Team, getting through it. I'm in this season where they're in COVID, which is interesting. I did watch for interviews, but they're going to be released later. I watched Selling the OC. So,
oh, nice.
And I hadn't like watched that before. So that
We watched all those.
Selling the OC
Kimberly,
too?
Yeah. Kimberly and Katie love those. Yeah.
Oh, because you're so into probably like the house stuff, right?
Just the reality, that whole gamut of real estate and stuff is crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a lot of drama. So, yeah. That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So I got to interview the cast for that. So because of that, I binged that entire season. Season 4 was coming out in November. Mm-hmm. So people can look out for that. And it was super entertaining. I binged that in hours. I couldn't stop. I was like, oh my God. When it was over, I was like, dang it. I wanted more of that. Gosh, what else? Let me look at my phone. Sometimes The thing is, we're going to finish Peacemaker and then we're going to watch, even though I know we have Nobody Wants This on my thing, we may wait to watch it closer to when it actually comes out for the general public. And then eventually we'll watch Gen V. I think show wise. Oh, and Saturday Night Live premiered this Saturday. So I did watch that. The host was Bad Bunny. He's fine as a host. He's okay. But it was, you know, I just always watch SNL. And then on top of that, we've just been watching a lot of like movies. That's the thing that's kind of stopped us is I've been trying to, this has been a great opportunity for me to catch up on my list that, you know, I feel like so behind. Where we watched Bring Her Back. That was on HBO Max. Another streaming. What did you call it?
Scream Stream.
That's very clever. Yeah. Scream Stream. We watched that, which I know you watched too. And I agree with you. It was more gross than scary.
Yeah. And it was almost sad. I just felt sad.
It was sad. It was. And then we watched Naked Gun. That's streaming on Paramount Plus. So that was a nice, lighthearted, fun one. It was a lot funnier than I thought. Yeah. It's fun. It's a perfect streaming movie, by the way. Like, that's what you want to stream at home. That's just a good time. We just finished Honey Don't, which is streaming on Peacock. Not as bad as I thought it would be. The reviews are slaughtering it. It's not my favorite and it's going to be like forgettable after tonight, but while watching it was okay and it's short. So that's nice. And then obviously thanks to you, I watched, I Know What You Did Last Summer, which we'll talk about. And then, cause I have thoughts on that. Gosh, it's just been a lot of catch. Oh, and they sent me a link for that re-election film. I watched that today too.
Oh yeah, I saw something about that.
Yeah, I'm sure you got it too.
Yeah.
And I still need to watch some like documentaries and stuff that we have. A lot of stuff in our Netflix account that I want to watch too. But yeah.
Yeah.
That's everything. What about you? I feel like I said a lot.
No, not a lot. Not at all. I think it's very important because, you know, a lot of times we think, oh, we're always talking about what we're watching on TV and everybody thinks it has to be shows. But in this day and age, like you said, with all the movies that we get that you can't see in the theater, or and you and I talk about this in our reviews, there's some movies that you can wait for streaming. You don't have to go spend big bucks to see in the box office. They're going to hit just as hard at home as they would in a theater. They just are. Oh. So
yeah, and I already forgot. I don't know why I blanked. I watched Megan 2.0 as well, which you had told me on Friday was on Peacock. Like as soon as you said that, I was like, oh my gosh, we're watching that. So that you told me that when we watched Roofman. So so we watched that day. Like, we started that. So Megan 2.0 and then also Bad Guys 2 came in our like CCA app and I watched that as well. So yeah, there was like a lot of movies that were on my list that I had to catch up on.
I know, same. And I love this time of year to be able to catch up with on those at home. You know, and sometimes we get that FOMO of like, oh, I got to see it as soon as everybody else does, you know, and some things we do because for work. And of course, that's what we do. But there are some things that I like to, now that they're around, I'm like, oh yeah, I can see that now. Like you mentioned, Naked Gun on Paramount, I thought was so much fun. Seeing Liam Neeson in that role was very cool.
Yes.
I still tell everybody to watch Dexter's Resurrection on Paramount. Did you watch Play Dirty? I know that's hitting on Prime right now with Mark Wahlberg.
No, I didn't. Did you watch it? Is it even
I keep pushing it down because I want to see it, but it's like there's so much else to see. So I think Gen V is my next big watch for Prime.
Okay.
I want to see. Because I'm really kind of interested in that. Mm-hmm. Like you said, tons of stuff on Netflix. I really want to start the Ed Gein story for Monster.
Yeah.
It premiered October 3rd, premiered a couple days ago. I mean, this is the time of year for that. So
definitely a good time to watch that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. We finished Wednesday, which again was really a good season. I'm really excited for what they do in the future on that. If you haven't seen 28 Years Later, did you ever watch 28 Years Later? Because that's on Netflix.
I told Trevor to just watch it without me. He went ahead and rewatched the first two, and then he watched 28 Years Later, which I meant to ask him what he thought about that.
Yeah, because Bone Tower comes out in February. So before we know it, the sequel to this one will be out. Yeah, they're knocking that out pretty quick. So I think that's pretty much it for Netflix. We watch a lot of stuff on Disney Plus only because that's taken over for us for Hulu. So anything that's Fox, ABC, we just go there. So, you know, we're watching High Potential, which to me is, again, one of the best scripted series out. So I'm loving that. I watch Jeopardy all the time now. I love being able to watch Jeopardy and keep up with that. All the baking shows on HBO Max, that's always fun. So,
okay, you bring that up. I wouldn't ask. My best friend said, she's like you, she loves those baking shows. She said they got rid of them on HBO Max.
No, they're still there. They're under they're still under the Food Network banner.
The baking ones?
Like Halloween Wars.
She said they were
Wars.
On Hulu.
No, we still watch them on HBO Max. The Halloween Baking, Halloween Wars, all of those are still there on HBO Max. That's interesting. And she says she watches them on Hulu.
She said they were on Hulu.
Well, some things are crossing over now. I've noticed that Hulu is doing some things that used to be HBO Max. HBO Max has talked about getting rid of Discovery channels, which I don't know where those would go. But for now, we still watch everything on HBO Max.
So there's new episodes of
Yesterday we watched the new episode of Halloween Baking.
Halloween Baking. Well, she doesn't watch the Halloween Baking one. She watches.
Does she watch even shows Bobby Flay's Triple Threat? Now the Gordon Ramsay ones that air on Fox, those have always been on Hulu.
I don't think it's that. No, she definitely watched, because I know she likes to watch the Christmas one specifically. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I know that probably hasn't come out yet.
But. No, those usually come out right around Thanksgiving or in that area.
So, okay.
Yeah.
So all right. I'll let her know.
Yeah. I'm not saying they're not on Hulu as well. I just know that we're still watching them there. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. Let's see. Like you, I'm ready to rewatch Megan 2.0. That was a lot of fun in the theaters. Mm-hmm. For those Scream streams. I love that Psycho. I've watched Psycho. The other day I watched the original Shining. I went back and watched the first I Know What You Did Last Summer, because I literally had not watched it since it came out.
Did you like it, the first one?
I did like it. It fit that time period and those movies so well. It was a perfect cast. Uh-huh. It had the look and the feel of movies in that. I don't remember anything about I Still Know What You Did. I don't know if I've even watched that one. But the original one was so good.
The original, though, I think is... I mean, I still really like the second one, too, because it has a good twist. But the first one has such a great plot, in my opinion. If you think about it, like, they hit that guy. I want to bring it up now because my complaint with the second one is just how terrible the script is, unfortunately. For me, I have too many questions. But, like, this original one, they hit the guy. You think, oh no, they hit this dude or whatever, like he's whatever, he's a bad guy that they hit, essentially they hit a murderer,
right?
And the whole thing with the guy that was, but they think that they killed the person who that guy killed, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't that what it is?
Yeah.
And it's so intricate, it's so clever. I was like, I just thought it was a really witty story.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah, I liked it. And then that's why I was excited to watch the new one, which I do want to talk a little bit more in depth about the new one as we talk about stuff that's streaming. But I also wanted to mention a couple of things that I think is still fun to watch, like Fantastic Four. I hadn't watched Fantastic Four. It's out on digital now. Superman. You want to watch the new Tron Ares comes out this weekend. So Tron and Tron Legacy are in 4K streaming. Downton Abbey's grand finale is streaming. So a lot of movies that we talked about that you need to catch up on are now hitting digital and ready to watch. Freakier Friday. I just got Freakier Friday that's on digital. So if you missed that one's good too. I think our pick of the week that we really want to talk about on October Scream Stream is the new I Know What You Did Last Summer, because both of us were so excited to see it. Mm-hmm. It's now on digital, 4K, Movies Anywhere, Apple TV, and wherever you want to see it. If you haven't seen it, I would say if you're listening to the podcast, maybe skip forward a couple of minutes because we might talk about some spoilers.
Yeah.
If you're listening on radio, too bad. I don't know. Just plug your ears. I don't know what else to tell you. I don't think I disliked it as much as you seemed to.
Well, I will tell you the main thing that bothered me.
Okay.
And it's because, and I'm biased, it's because I absolutely love the original and the second one, which has the original cast, like Julie and Ray are in there. And then obviously Brandy is in there. That's where she meets, because it's Julie in college.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved, like, Julie and Ray. I think, like, whatever, Jennifer Love Hewitt and Freddie Prinze Jr., mm-hmm. that's that whole thing is, and all in the first one, you think Ray is bad anyways, and it turns out he's not. You know, he's the one that's more of the misfit anyways. He's not as much money.
Sure.
And, but that's why their love story was really nice in their relationship. And she is engaged by the end of the second movie to Ray. She's got like an engagement ring and stuff. And in this third one or whatever, in this sequel, it's acknowledged that they're divorced. We don't know why they divorce. There's no explanation.
The only explanation we got was that she was ridiculous to live with. He made it sound like living with her was a nightmare. And granted, we only got his side of the story, but he's like, oh yeah, crazy Julie, always crazy. Like, I was like, but again, I didn't watch the second one, so I didn't even know they were still together. And here's me. I don't pay attention, even though they're on the front cover. I didn't know any of the original cast members were going to be in the new one. So when we saw Ray and them, I was like, hey, they lived.
So yeah.
I had no idea what anybody was doing. So they didn't bother me as probably as much because I didn't have that backstory.
Well, they lived in the first one. You just assumed they were dead in the second?
I didn't know. I just didn't know they were going to be in this movie. I was just excited to see them. And the fact that they were divorced, I was like, well, I don't know if we ever knew they got married, but
we knew they were engaged. And yeah. It was okay. I didn't even mind that they were divorced. I was like, okay, fine. But I was just kind of like, there's not really given a reason, especially because like the whole thing was like Ray was always looking after Julie. I mean, I don't know. But to spoiler alert. Like, I just so you guys know, the fact that they made him one of the killers, that just irked me to my core. I was like, are you kidding me?
That sort of bothered me too.
I've seen this movie and grew up. I will say that the I Know What You Did Last Summer were a bigger influence, and like I loved them more as a kid than Scream. I do have a new appreciation for Scream. I still would pick those two. I Know What You Did Last Summer. It's just because I watched them repeatedly.
Mm-hmm.
And to do what they did to Freddie Prinze Jr.'s character like that, just so, and not even in a good way. It was just like, what? What is your reasoning exactly? That didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
It made absolutely no sense, especially if you saw his character in the first two. Like, it's infuriating. So
well, even his character in this one, up until the point where the reveal happens, it seems like a 180.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Now, the actual killer who his accomplice,
sure.
It seemed that was obvious to me. I mean, I don't know why I was like, this is just cookie cutter 90s horror. This is who did it. Always. This is going to be the person who did it. And the reason that I threw me off the track is because there is a scene earlier on where you don't know at that point that there's two killers, sort of like in the original Scream. And you're like, well, mm-hmm. that she couldn't possibly have pulled that off. So,
Yeah. When you texted me that it was her, I was like, that's what I was like, why do you think that? But that I thought the same obvious. Thing. I thought the same. When I told Trevor, I was like, I don't know. I thought maybe it could be her the year later, and she's acting all like, yeah, diva or whatever with that, Madeline mm-hmm. Klein character. I was like, that's kind of weird. Why is she acting like that?
Well, I even texted you that it was a year later, like in the first mm-hmm. one, that happens. And then the next summer, but like, they all like, Milo was wearing an earring. Like, he was all cool now. And then the other girl, Ava, I think is her name. She was like all tatted up and having sex with other women in a bathroom. She just met on a plane. It's like, what happened in this year? I mean, granted they went through a traumatic experience, but
In 1 year, that other girl has a brand new fiance that feels like she's been with for 5 years.
Right.
Like a year. Like, this is not what happens in a year.
It is not.
Like,
it was
it's almost a year now from what we just, like, what?
I know. So I was like, And if they hadn't put 1 year later, I would have thought, well, maybe it's been like 4 or 5 years. So yeah. I don't know. It was that bothered me. And then I wonder, not enough to ask anybody or deep dive into it, but they brought in this new character who's this podcaster for murder mysteries.
Stupid.
And I was like, and I wonder if at some point she was going to be a bigger part of it. Cause I thought it was going to be cool to have this murder mystery person come and help them Scooby-Doo it all out. And like, she was like, because she had studied the 90s murder so much that took place there, she was going to help them. And then it was like, all of a sudden she's gone. I'm like, well, did they decide that, well, that's just a stupid idea. Let's just get rid of her. I don't know. Nah, they built her up to be bigger than she was. Why was she there?
No, they didn't.
Why was she there?
No, they did not.
Why was she even there? What if you took her out of the whole movie, what would that change?
She's just another body. They have to throw in these fillers, these casualties. They can't just kill the core five right off the bat. They got to kill the people you don't care about. That's what she was.
I guess so, but man, they really, to me, built her up.
No, they didn't. That's
to me, she did.
No, that's we're gonna agree to disagree on this one because it was plain as day. As soon as she was riding in the car with them, both me and Trevor were like, "Well, she dead."
Oh, y'all like, see, I was like, "Boom!" Hashtag Team Tyler, let's go. And then I was like, "Oh, dang!"
She was annoying. I was like, they want you. You as the audience should be like, "Oh, can't wait till she dies."
Yeah.
And Matt had a crush on her thin eyebrows or something. So.
Something. It was just
you like that.
You know, there's something about podcasters, man. Yeah. But I don't remember. I'm trying to remember, even though I just watched the first one and I didn't watch the second one. I thought it's surprising that the killer kills people that aren't involved in the tragedy. It's like, I know what you did last summer, you and your little group of friends. But then they kill all these other people that weren't involved, which seems out of context and out of motive for me. Is that just
really? Because have you seen slashers before?
I know, but this slasher seemed a little bit different. Like he had a motive. Like, I'm only going to go after the people that were there in the road. But
no, this is the motto with a slasher is that they do have those set goals, but if there's anybody who comes in their way, they're going to kill them too.
I guess that's true. Yeah,
that's every slasher. That's every slash. Scream, that happens all the time in Scream. And that happened in the first one, too. Because, like Helen's sister. That girl wasn't on his list. But she was there that night.
Working in that jewelry store.
Sanford's wife. Poor thing got murdered.
Yeah. Oh, can we just talk about, because I know there's spoiler alert, there's this flashback dream sequence so that they can include everybody. And Helen is there. Yeah. Sarah Michelle Gellar. She looks like she did in 1997. Was that like did they kind of superimpose her? Because I'm like, everybody else aged and she's like she just stepped out of the movie 25 years ago.
Well, I will say I agree. Like when she was on stage and they had the light on her directly, I was like, well, she just looks like what she looked like literally then. She gets a little bit closer. Mm-hmm. I think it's just she's had some good work done.
Yeah, she's got a good person.
But she looks great. I mean, there's no doubt about that. She looks very much like she's not too far off from
right. Yeah, because Ray had a hard life, man, working in that fish bar.
He looked rough.
He did, for sure.
He did.
So, all right. Well, cool. Well, that's our Scream pick of the week. And if you hate it or love it, I think it's a fun watch, especially this time of year.
It honestly, if they just didn't make Ray one of the killers, I would have said it was fun enough. I just, it was, and then the motive for the killers was just a little lazy, in my opinion. I think they could have been better with the.
Yeah, and the ending was horrible. The ending was absolutely the worst.
Yeah, 100%. They have all the potential in the world to make it a better story. I just feel like they were just having too much fun, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. And then finally, if you want something Halloween but not scary, Hallmark is releasing Haul Out the Halloween. It is the Haul Out the Holly sequel, trequel, I guess it is. It's the third film. So make sure you watch that on Hallmark. For everything Susan does, I know she's got some interviews out there for Roofman and some other things going on and reviews for that. Also, Tron is out.
You have Roofman.
Yeah, we got some Roofman stuff in I just posted my Tron review, so you can check that out as well. For everything Susan does, it's thischicksflix.com. We are over here at mungleshow.com, and we'll be back next week to talk more about the big screen, little screen, everything in between. Remember everything that Susan does, check out thischicksflix.com. For everything we do, it's mongolshow.com or theentertainmentanswer.com. And we'll be back to talk more about all of this next week.